Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Yak Gadget, made in America, based outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Yak Gadget offers all kinds of storage accessories, quick mount motor mounts, anchor systems, track mounted accessories, even paddles. Go to yakgadget.com and get your kayak decked out for your next trip out on the water.
The 153 Bait Company, based in Troy, Ohio, make everything from plastics to custom painted hard baits. Hook them hard and hook them off. All of our baits are made to order and all of our hard baits are hand painted to order. So go to the153anglers.com to place your order today.
Based in Santa Ana, California, BioNO Power provides the highest performance lithium-ion phosphate batteries for the marine market. These batteries are one quarter the weight of sealed lead-acid batteries, provide over 2,000 to 3,000 charge cycles, and a 10-plus year service life. These batteries can be used for any deep cycle application, including running fish finders, trolling motors, live wells, and LED lights. For more information, visit BioNOPower.com. That's BioNOPower.com or contact dealers nationwide.
Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. This is the final cast segment with your hosts Brad Hicks and Josh Eldridge, where we cast our final opinions on all products good and bad. Welcome to the final cast.
What's up?
What?
All righty. Welcome to the final cast. We've got laryngitis Brad.
What's up, Brad? What's up? I'm sorry, guys, that I sound a little weird. I got something going on with my voice today.
And Brad hasn't figured out if he's got the new variant to Corona or if it's job related. He's huffing too much fiberglass dust while he's cutting tile or whatever it is, man. But I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. It's all good. I feel fine.
Awesome, dude. Well, tonight we have one of our podcast sponsors, Yak Gadgets, John Thomas. John Thomas, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing good. Good.
This is like part four now, isn't it?
Yeah, man, you guys keep having me back. I must either have not said what I needed to say, or you guys still want to listen to me. So that's great.
Well, you keep coming out with new stuff.
Yeah, like that's the thing. You like talking to us, and you keep coming up with new ideas. And so, you know, like every 3 or 4 months, we're like, we got to have John on. He's released two or three new things, so let's talk about it. So.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, one thing that I've kind of discovered in this industry is if, you know, we're kind of like sharks ourselves. If we stop swimming, we'll die, you know, so we got to keep innovating, keep, you know, try to come out with new products. And I think what's great about it, too, is, you know, through podcasts like this, we've been able to get a lot of feedback. We've been able to get a lot of great response from users and customers. And what they've been telling us is, hey, you might already make this product, but have you considered this, or, you know, it'd be great if this product did this or something like that. So we take all that feedback and that helps us innovate new products. Also, you know, allows us to give us the opportunity to make newer versions of some of our older products, you know, and there's always a better way to make a mousetrap. So, I'm really proud of not only our affiliation with Paddle and Fin, but also just with just the way we've been able to connect with our user group and be able to hear them, especially in this time of COVID where we haven't been able to go to the fishing expos. We haven't been able to, you know, I'm not going to be going to ICAST next week. you know, just because of the way the new climate kind of is right now. And you know, next year, definitely we'll plan on hitting those fishing expos because I just love talking to those customers directly and such. But now, you know, we've been able to really connect with them virtually and through email and through, you know, Facebook chats and other types of things. So this is a great opportunity to be on your podcast tonight to be able to talk about some of our products and also some of the improvements we've made.
Yeah, dude. And I remember meeting you at that Cincinnati. It was a Cincinnati Expo, right, Brad?
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, this guy's got some badass stuff, man. Like, let's go check it out. And, you know, kind of it went that this relationship kind of spawned from there. And it was kind of cool, like seeing you meet, you know, through Brian and everybody else. And then, you know, Jimmy's like, oh, yeah, we know him too. And, you know, like, you know, as everybody kind of as we had new hosts. Come on, it's been really cool, man. And you know what's been really fun? I push it like a drug. I push that your tackle box system like no other. Because the thing was is I struggled with finding something that worked in Jackson kayaks.
Yeah.
And you know, I had a black pack. I did the milk crate thing, but you know, the milk crate thing is a good way if you want to DIY something, but still, like, Jackson's are notorious for oddly shaped tank wells, and that big rig when I got it was a prime example of that. And I was just dumbfounded on such a big kayak and such a little spot to put your tackle box in the back. And when I bought the bigger system that you offer with the 6 rod holders, I was still a little weary about it. Not about the product itself, but just the tank well. I'm like, I just don't know if this is going to work. And then I turned those rod tubes sideways, you know, at an angle, man, and it fit right in. And I was just like, it was literally the best thing that I was like so happy. I couldn't even express how happy I was because it's been such a struggle. I would have to try to – Brad, I used to put that black pack – the rod tubes would sit on the bolts, the bungee bolts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like if I moved weird or whatever and hopped, like say a wave came through and it made everything, it would shift up and then be sitting cockeyed like in the back. Yeah. And then, but with John's, you know, tackle box, man, like it fit in there great. That was without the risers too. And then like, so it's funny is me and Dustin tend to tag team people in the Jackson owners group. So I will be like, they'll be like, you might know what fits in the Jackson. I'm like, your first thing is do you need to try out this? They're like, cause the dimensions don't work on anything. And I'm like, yeah, but still, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, if it doesn't work, you can still sell it and you could probably sell it full price because everything right now is hard. It was hard to come by. It's, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, like, if you were to sell it, like you're going to save some of my shipping, you know what I mean? And stuff like that, or wait around on it. And, but it's funny. Cause I always say, you know, check out the tackle boxes from Yak Gadget. And they're like, oh, okay, this isn't going to work. And then, but then Dustin comes in like every time and he goes, well, just put the risers on it. And it's hilarious. Like we've hit like 10 posts like that in the past, like couple months, man. It's so funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that, thank you for saying that. That means a lot. I mean, that low pro crate, that was something that when I brought it out, the original version, I had no idea that it would kind of take off the way it has. And it's kind of become its own movement in a way. And now, and again, go back to those fishing expos. That all came from customers saying, oh, we love the idea of this low pro, but can you make a bigger one that would fit 3700s? Can it fit a Hobie? Can it fit some of these others? Yeah. So when I created that box, I created for the larger tank wells, but it was kind of funny when we went to Jackson last year, when we met with them for the first time, we went to the factory cause they're only an hour and a half from me.
Yeah.
We went up there and I met with their development team, who they're awesome, by the way. And we took the crate, we had the crate with us, and they had, you know, one of each kayak, you know, in their shop, and we dropped them in there, and they were just so shocked that would fit. And And then the risers was something that kind of came from, again, you know, more people wanted to put the, that particular box. I had made it for the larger kayaks, but then they were like, hey, we want to put it on our Bonafide. You know, we want to put it on our new canoe. We want to put it on this, or we want to put it on that. So we came out with some different sizes of risers. I think what we're actually going to be doing with the risers now is going with just one standard size, which is going to be the 5.5 inch. Mm-hmm. We just kind of felt like we've got so many variations of it now. We're, you know, we've got like three different types of risers. We're like, let's just simplify it. Let's just do a 5.5 riser kit. That's going to lift that crate up no matter what boat you're on. And let's just do that. But man, all that comes from, you know, the feedback and then talking to you guys and also reading a lot of those posts and Facebook and the different user groups. I mean, that, all that, you know, all that came from all that different types of feedback. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, man. Yeah. It's been pretty cool to see you develop into what you guys are now, which kind of brings me in the next thing. You were pretty busy at the beginning of the year. So like, go through the process of what this year's looked like for you.
Yeah. So it hit us like a tidal wave. Like, I think in January, first of all, we didn't really have an off season, and we were kind of expecting kind of like an off season where we could develop new product and take time to do some different things, get kind of catch our breath from last year, which we had a good year last year. But we were like, you know, I'm looking forward to this time period where I can kind of, and then we got into the holidays and we were not slowing down. And then we got into January and I thought, well, you know, we're not gonna be able to work the expos this year because of COVID. That'll free up some time. Well, all of a sudden, you know, we look up and orders keep coming in. They keep coming in even in the coldest parts of the year. And then March hit, February, like, it really kind of, the snowball really started kind of in February. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as March hit, it was like we were just swimming backwards. I mean, we had to make some moves in the middle of the season as well, where, you know, it's like, okay, we need a bigger space. We were in a very small space. We were part of a kayak company in Nashville. We were part of a dealer there. We were in their warehouse. We were sharing warehouse space there. They helped us kind of start. They let me squat there, and then we just got too big, and then I had to find a space. And fortunately, in mid-March, a space came up actually about 6 minutes from my house, about almost 5,500 square feet. And I was like, hey, has all the amenities I needed, loading dock and all that good stuff. So I was like, hey, I need to make this move. But now this is probably the worst time to move. Yeah. And we're about 200 orders behind.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? You know, like, what do we do? And so I just kind of bit the bullet and we just said, hey, I talked to my business partner and he was like, hey, it's never going to be a good time. Let's get this done. So, you know, right around the end of March and April, you know, we did our Yak Gadget meetup with our guys, kind of like at the end of March. And I'll say this too, as soon as we started our sponsorship, with Paddle and Fin, we saw a significant increase in sales as well. So that put us even more behind in orders, which is a great problem, but it's still a problem, right? Yeah. So once we got in here and it took us a little bit to get set up in the shop, things started to kind of come together. I mean, we had to go through April and May. I'm not going to lie, they were rocky just because we were just constantly behind. But I'm I want to say this too to all of our customers and all of our, you know, all the people that have been supporting us. Thank you so much for your patience through that time period. You know, most people, I'd say 98% of the people, they were totally cool with it. They understood what was going on in our industry because not only were we busy, but on top of all that, we've had plastic shortages. We've had supply chain issues, just like everyone. I've had to put a lot of money out to ensure that we had plastic flowing in. Thankfully, my supplier was able to procure some right in the beginning. He kind of saw it coming and just bought a bunch of sheets and said, look, I'm buying this much. How much of it do you want? And I said, I'm going to pretty much take all of it.
Yeah.
I told my business partner, we better lay this out because if we don't, we're going to get into mid-season. We're going to be out of plastic. We're not going to be able to make things, and that's our life's blood. So So we were dealing with all those issues in the middle of a move, in the middle of, you know, trying to grow our team and to get support to help us not only meet the orders that we have, but also to help us develop more of a plan of longevity in the future where we can continue to develop new products and to be able to market, which is two of the things I think I'm pretty strong suited to do, but I haven't been able to do because I've been caught in the production and customer service and all that stuff. So it's gone, you know, it's gone pretty well. And, you know, it's given us, especially in the last month, we've been able to make a lot of headway and, you know, get orders out now. And now many instances, same day orders, like they come in, they go out, and we've been able to build up an inventory, which I'm super stoked about because now we've got multiples of every product now. So when you make an order, 9 times out of 10, it's going out that day or the next day at the latest. So, and that's where we're going to want to stay. That's kind of like I've been telling the guys, that's been our ultimate goal is to, and when we release a new product as well, let's just not say, hey, we got this new product. Let's have a bunch of them made. So when we're on the site.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You know, customers are not going to get frustrated with us because they're like, hey, we, you know, like the flex rod stagers, that was a great example. When we put that product out, and I took a while, I delayed it because I wanted to get it right. I wanted to perfect it. But when I did, I said, man, guys, let's make about 100 of these, or at least a couple hundred if we could, because I got a feeling this one may hit, and it did. I mean, as soon as we put it out, I think within the first day we sold 150 of them. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm glad we went ahead and took that initiative to have some pre-made. And so we've been making them ever since. So that's, you know, so for the summer, the flex rod stagers, our paddle holders, the easy grips, those have been all selling very strong. Of course, our cup holder, the XD cup holder has been very strong as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that I've been really proud of those products, and we've gotten really good feedback so far too. And I know, Brad, I know you put them on your boat. You seem like you really liked them. You had some great.
I do. Yeah, they're awesome. Hey, we got a special guest here. He wants to come in for a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. I just wanted to say John Thomas is a legend. I saw you guys were recording. I just finished up another podcast. I just wanted to jump in and say that. That's all I got.
That's it?
I'm more infamous than legendary again.
Well, you're a legend in my mind, if that counts for anything, brother.
I appreciate the hell out of it. Well, you're catching some pretty big fish lately, so I'm going to start listening to you.
Hey, anytime you want to go fishing, my man,
100%.
You come and visit me. You come visit me.
I'm telling you, one of the things that I'm really excited about adding the staff and everything, I want to be able to get on the road more. I want to be able to go see dealers more and get on the road and make these and travel to, you know, up north, especially where I really get along, man, with the guys up north. I mean, you guys, but also just every time where I go, people just really welcome me with open arms. So I want to get on the road and really explore that more, like go see dealers, go, you know, do product demos and really just get out there more. So I'm planning on doing that in the early fall. And so, So Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, those are all stops that I would totally want to make. And I got a new truck. Awesome, I got to break it in. I got to put some miles on it.
Oh, sweet. Sweet.
We're going to have to get you out here.
You have a Yak Gadget wrap on it yet?
Man, I'm considering, I'm, uh, I'm, I'm, I'm thinking about kind of laying plans for it. I think I should. It's a pretty truck, but I think it's going to be prettier with our logo on it.
Dustin Nichols, man, he has the hookup. Yeah. His truck looks sweet.
He's got a rap guy. I'm down.
I definitely want to talk with him, man.
You might have to drive to Texas, but I will say, Dustin does.
That's another spot I want to go.
Dustin does catch bigger fish than me, so I'll give him that.
He's in the ocean, man.
Well, he does both. He's one of those guys, man. Yeah. He's good in both, so that's
100%.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's where, like, Texas and Florida and those states, they're big states for us. We do a lot of business in those states because you've got all kinds of multiple types of water. You've got that salt. You've got the inlets, but you also got regular lakes. You got streams. You got rivers. I mean, they just got a little bit of everything in those states. Like Florida and Texas, California are probably my three biggest states.
Right on.
Makes sense.
Right
on. That's cool. Yeah, man.
Well, I got to jump out of here. I gotta go to an ICAST meeting. So, sorry, boys.
That's all good.
Are you going to be down there, John?
Man, I think this year I'm going to have to pass, man. We've been so busy and we've got so much planned here that we want to do that. You know, it's kind of crazy too, because I saw they had a bunch of free booths available booths that are available to purchase even now, which is insane for ICAST. Typically they're 6 months booked, but with everything going on right now, I could have gotten a booth and I was tempted. I'm not going to lie. I was tempted, but we just have so much going on here. I think it would have been kind of unrealistic to do it, but it's going to be my first year. I've missed it in the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm kind of heartbroken about it, but.
Well, next year will be bigger and better, and just make sure Charles is in charge of the Yak Gadget party and we'll be good.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to save up my vacation days if I go down there with Charles, because I'm telling you right now, dude, that guy, he brings the party with him. He came to the shop today and he brought, and I got this smoker for free from one of my neighbors. And we literally, he was like, well, dude, I'm coming here with a big thing of chicken, man. So he literally cooked like, I don't know how many chickens had to die for today's lunch. he fired up the smoker, dude. We had that smoker. Dude, we had the neighborhood driving past us going, what the hell is going on? It sounds like a restaurant over here.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. He's just awesome, man. He brings the party with him, man, no matter where we rock. So
I love it.
Like today, he's so laid back and just a great guy. So, yeah, I mean, because I talked to him about ICAST. I was like, dude, are we going to try to go? He goes, brother, man, I love going down there, because I go down there, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to drink a little bourbon and I'm going to fish a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool, man. Yeah. Well, I got to roll, fellas. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. Sorry. Yep. I crashed you guys a little bit.
No, you're all good.
Bye, Brian.
See you, boys.
I'm going to know.
All right.
So what do you want to get into, Josh?
Yeah, John's got some stuff, man. We got some stuff to talk about, like new stuff, whatever you want to talk about, JT.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, to kind of piggyback on the whole flex rod stager and the paddle rod holders, you know, one of the things that some people were asking us, because everybody's got different types of boats, and some people, you know, another product that we kind of had that came out before the flex rod stagers, the paddle holders, was our side rod. Or not the side rod, I'm sorry, the side tracks, sorry, where they were basically these plates that kind of kick out, you know, beyond the kayak a little bit, and they kind of allowed you to kind of mount your paddle holder or whatever away from the kayak and not take up a bunch of room on your track. And we got to talking about it at the shop, and I know that Yak Attack kind of created a plate that's like a double plate that you could put the rotor grips on, and two of them, so you can kind of lock your paddle down more. And so we were already working on something when that came out, and
I don't think it's available yet, though, is it?
Yeah, I think it just came out.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of just came out, but we have ours. I'm going to see if I can get it here. So this is ours, except the difference between ours is our plate is going to come with the paddle grips infused in it. So basically, this is going to be the Easy Grip XD. So this is a double paddle holder, and we're going to sell this for $24.99.
Pretty good price.
Heck yeah, dude.
I got to say, the actual paddle clips on that thing, it is super quiet. I'm impressed.
Thank you, man. That's been something that, you know, has really been on our minds when we created it. We found some really good rubber inserts that could really do buffer the noise when you drop them in and take them out. Mm-hmm. We also wanted the grip to you know, be tight. Like, I think in our earlier versions, when we first did the paddle holders, they were probably pinching a little too hard. So when they went in, they stayed in, which is great. But when you're trying to do a quick retrieval, or if you're fishing and you're trying to adjust in current, then you're having a fight with that thing, pull that thing out, and that could make noise, could scare fish off. So we wanted to be pretty sensitive about that. So we were able to kind of strike that balance in between too tight, being too loose. And with that rubber piece on the inside curve there, that allows that paddle to sit down, not make a lot of noise, but also stay locked, not move left and right, which really helps. So, but we're really proud of this product. We also got an extra slot in here too. If you want to mount a ram ball in the middle, and then, you know, gear track in, you can totally do that. So you're not, you know, sacrificing a lot of space off of your.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure you keep a lot of space on your rails, but at the same time, being able to kick the paddle away and then drop your paddle in. So this has been really great. I've tested this out on several different kayaks, New Canoe, Hobie, Bonafide, and it's been real handy out on the water. So yeah, so this plate will be selling this for $24.99. That's the paddle holders, plate, everything. So all you gotta do is put it right on the boat.
Yeah. I like that you can add the ball to that too, because a lot of people, they're like, I don't know where to put my fish finder if I keep putting all this stuff on the gear track. So you're giving them a spot there. That's pretty good idea.
And that's it. I mean, it kind of goes back with kind of our mantra, you know, our silent mantra in our company, which is we're all about multifunction, man. We want you to use things for more than just what one particular purpose. Like on this plate, for example, we've also give you a lot of room where if you want to mount, you know, if you want to mount something for a stakeout pole, if you want to put your stakeout pole right here, your paddle right here, you're going to have room to do that on this plate. And so, you know, you have the ram ball, you can have a stakeout pole. Now it's, you know, you've got your track freed up for other things if you want to do that. And so this is kind of like a nice kind of, you know, really really simple kind of compact way of storing a lot, you know, two or three different items at once on something like this. And we did that with the rod stagers. You know, you put two rods and a paddle as well, so it's multifunctional. So we're real sensitive on that, and that's what one of the things we wanted to do. Another thing, kind of moving on a little bit, if you don't mind, we kind of talked about the phone holders, and we kind of, our regular phone holder that we've had out for a while has been really popular, and we've tried to stay price conscientious, trying to keep that under $25. I kind of talked with another company that we've kind of partnered with, and we've kind of come out with this phone holder, which is kind of our XD version. This is kind of a Ram style. I'm gonna scooch back and adjust this here so I can see better. So we got the Ram, so it's multi jointed, so you can, you know, put it on your gear track, kind of swing it around. You can go landscape, go portrait. And then this is kind of really cool too. This is that slider pinch. Really holds the phone really, really well. In fact, if I'm coordinated enough here, I can probably get my phone and put it on it. But it's been really well received. Kind of before we've kind of launched it, we've kind of done a soft launch with it where we sent it out to some of our pro guys. And so I have my phone right here, and I'm hitting it pretty good.
Oh yeah.
So it really holds it really well. I also love it too. Like if you have like the Rogue fishing tether, which I love, it doesn't get in the way.
Yeah, where it hooks on the little ring on the back.
Yeah, that ring on the back doesn't get in the way of it. It also keeps your camera free as well. So you can either shoot portrait like towards you, or you can shoot away and it doesn't interfere. So I really do. I really love like, the company that made this, I've been in talks with them for a while, and I really love this product that they had made. And I was like, man, I really do like this. Now, the other thing that we're also going to offer too for our Hobie users and people that have maybe Rails, solo skiff or something like that, we have a claw. So we have a claw that you can install either on an HRL or
okay.
That, and then it can mount that way. What we also found too with this is with that claw, they also fit a lot of your ATVs out on the market. You've got your Polaris's, you've got your Hondas, your Yamahas. They fit those roll bars perfectly. And even my uncle took it out on a 5,000 mile trip on his Harley. So this is a really killer phone. And so we're going to not only have this, but we'll have multiple bases that you can also buy. And we're also working on from the kayak to the truck option as well, where you can go from your kayak, undo this, leave this ball on your kayak, and then go to the truck and you have a ball on your console where you can put it in. So we're working on that as well. Just be able to have this be a multi-functioning mount for you.
Are you, going to release like some kind of like extension arm for those as well to raise it up like maybe 12 inches?
Yeah, we're working on getting some longer arms, but absolutely. The other thing too that these guys also make is they also make an extension arm that bends. So that's another option, and it's pretty durable. I've had a couple of them that they sent me, and I've kind of put them through the paces. And we even use those for some other applications as well. We've been kind of playing with, but no, absolutely, man. I mean, that's kind of the name of the game for us right now is we just want to present a lot of options. So we're still going to have our other phone mount, and then we're going to have this one. And then for a limited time, I got a hold of some of these. So this is kind of that medium option that we have, that the kind of the multi-jointed. We have more of the X-Grip style, but we also have the multi-jointed option still with our original base that mounts on with the tether hole. So we kind of like, it's kind of like you have the XD, you have the intro level, and then this is going to be right around like $35. And this one has all of those, you know, you can go portrait, you can go landscape, you know, it's the fully functional item. So we've got a.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Gosh, I want to say like 100, 150 of these in stock. So, you know, get them while we're going to put them on the website. We're going to try to get them on tonight, tomorrow. All these products that I'm showing tonight, we're going to try to have on the website by tomorrow, Wednesday. That is my number one goal right now, to get all that stuff loaded. So we'll have this up there. But I think for the money, this is a really great value as well. So we've got multiple ways for the phone to go in, and we got three types of mounts now. So a lot of companies can barely get one out. We've got out three. So, you know, I'm proud.
Heck
of
yeah. Nice.
More options, you know, the consumer should always win and try to just give more options. Now, speaking about that kind of that Ramball kind of thing, again, working with that company, we have come out with our own fish finder mount.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that. We've got another base that they're working on right now that's going to screw directly into the track. But we also have this base where we'll have two T-nuts and two knobs. So for those bigger fish finders that you want to put on, you know, I found on this plate, you could put a 7-inch, 9-inch, even a 12-inch onto this.
You're the bomb.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Josh, man. Like my biggest hatred of fish finder mounts is that they shake.
Yes.
You know, and I'm really excited to see that thing. Yeah, not rock back and forth.
I don't even have it screwed up. I don't even have it tightened. And I was sitting there beating the hell out of it. It's not going to shake on you.
Because I think you having the two T-bolts with two T-bolts, and then just the type of screws you use for those are kind of on the beefy side, right?
What
I've always have found is, and I have a 7-inch, and so I don't even have like an excessively like large fish finder. Right. Because I know guys, one of my best friends has a 12 right now. I'm like, dude, you might as well have bought a television.
Right.
And
I love them though.
But I want to upgrade to a 9 or 12 because I have bad eyesight. So when I am actually fishing, I really like to see three screens. I like to run side view, down view, and then traditional. And it'd be even better if you can have map. So, but when you start doing that, your 7-inch gets real small at that point, and I can't stand, and I don't have a touch screen either. So right. Trying to flip between them is kind of a pain for me.
Yeah.
But I have yet to find one that doesn't shake, even like if, cause I've used a standard Ramball style,
yep.
You know, and then I used, I didn't even have this, but I knew it shook, was the lock and load.
Yeah,
the lock and load was still shaking,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's because the lock and load system's a great idea,
yeah.
But you're still mounted by a single T-bolt at that point. And if anybody knows, really, even aluminum gear tracks have a slight flex to them.
They do.
And as soon as you add that fish finder and on one single T-bolt point, it's just bloop, 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 you know.
Well, and some of the kayaks have some flex up there too. And, and so when you have that, compound it with the track with the flex. And if you have one, Tina, that's one of the things that we noticed, like when I would go out on the water, you know, with some different competitive mounts on the market, some of that swaying, some of that stuff. And that's why I was like, you know what, it may cost a little bit more, but to put the two T-nuts, the two knobs, this thing ain't going to move. And we put it on just about every boat right now on the market. And we put them on our quick tracks on some of the other boats like New Canoe and Hobie. And this thing is rock solid. And like I said, I was beating it before and it moved and I didn't even have a lockdown. Now that I got locked down, this thing, it's not going to scooch on you. It's not going to move. It's not going to flex. And this material, like, again, you can run your truck over. It's pretty tough stuff. I mean, I could throw it on the floor and do all that stuff I do at the shows. And I make a lot of noise at these shows. I slam it up now. I take the crate. I throw it across. Durability is what we're about. And so this is a really good product. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of make it, you know, especially with some of the things that are happening in the market right now, us being able to put this out and working with a company to do that. And I really want to do that. And I also think it's a well-made product. I think it's got a sleek design too. So it's really good. We're really proud of our affiliation with them. So
I got a question about that real quick.
Sure.
The top plate right there, is it going to be pre-drilled for different models?
So we kind of talked about that a little bit. I think for right now, for this first few, I guess this 1.0 version is just allow you to be able to drill into it.
I like that better.
That's kind of the way I felt because there's so many different ones. I mean, Humminbird's got some different mounting than Lowrance and you know, Ray Marine has got some different, you know, mounting stuff from Garmin. So I just found like for me, this stuff is so durable. You can drill into it. It's pretty forgivable material. You know, you put a lock nut on the other side, it ain't never going to move. It's just easy. And that's what we just wanted to do with it. Just keep it simple and then allow users to kind of make it their own.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, it doesn't take much to drill through that stuff either.
Not at all. And you could start with an 1/8-inch hole and then, you know, to get your holes kind of started and then use a 1/4-inch bit to get a nice clean drill. And it's real simple to do. And that way you're not having to worry about slipping or anything like that. You can use a small bit to do your starter hole first. And then that's where you kind of line your, what I like to do is I'll just take a silver, if you get a silver Sharpie and just kind of dot your holes and then use that 1/8-inch bit to kind of get your hole started and then use a 1/4-inch bit then to do your finishing work or whatever size machine screws that you're going to use. Some people use number 10s or 12s. I like to use 1/4-inch if I can. Yeah. Even if I have to widen the hole in the mount to do that, it's worth. I just like the thicker screw myself. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, I'm excited about that. And then we've got some other, because of popular demand and requests from dealers and also from our customers, we also are working on some other fish finder accessories. So Can't go much further than that, but we're definitely going to have a whole slew of products for fish finders. So not just the mounts, but other things as well. So
hopefully some fish finder visors.
What?
Yeah, he got my
brought up. It's been brought up, absolutely. And that's another thing too. So like we're expanding our capabilities. So we're not just doing CNC anymore. We're getting into thermomolding. We're getting into plastic injected molding. I'm working with a lot of 3D guys. I'm kind of a pseudo 3D guy myself. So, you know, I'm competent enough to do some STL files and to do some, you know, work in SolidWorks a little bit, or, you know, work in Rhino, some of those programs. But you know, there are some guys out there that are really great product engineers that I've been talking with lately. And we've got some other things on the horizon that's going to require that and an investment to do that. So using multiple forms of manufacturing, I think, is just going to help us be stronger and make slicker products in the future. So,
yeah. Well, we got our part five.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's funny.
That's what I got to do. I just got to keep coming up with excuses for you guys to get me back on your show. Now, that's how I keep my company alive, basically. Absolutely, 100%. So I've got a couple more things real quick. So, you know, we talked about, you know, our anchor system, our pole-based anchor system has been something that, you know, has been one of our staple products for a really long time. And we listened to some of our consumers. It's been always been pretty well received and all that good stuff. And we're real proud of that. However, we've listened to kind of feedback from what some of our customers have said. And some people have talked about sometimes the poles, depending if they have it all the way up, may like sway a little bit and some things like that. And we kind of talked about, you know, how can we improve some of those things? We talked to some people, you know, like Jameson Redding at Jackson and some people like that that gave us some input to let us know, you know, hey, that's something you might want to focus on. So we kind of came up with this stabilizer upgrade tower, and this is going to be a product that we're also going to put out as well. So for the folks that already have our system, they'll be able to buy this tower separately and install it. And then we're also going to have an option on our website that when you buy a mount, it could be pre-installed. So, you know, for a higher price, you could get the complete system. You don't necessarily need it to, you know, to use your anchor system. However, having it is just, it's an enhancement that allows you to just, you know, what we kind of found with the stabilizer tower is everything kind of, you know, drops and retracts a lot smoother, less wobbling. And it's just been a really nice upgrade. So I wanted to kind of show that again, trying to get it into the camera here. It's been really well received by a lot of our pros who've taken it out and used it. And also some other people have given us some really good feedback. So this product and it's made a couple of videos. I know Alex came up to the shop, Fishing with Alex, if you're familiar with that guy.
Yep.
Awesome, funny guy, great guy. He came out, went out on the water with it and really liked it. And he made a couple of videos, a couple other people on our pro team kind of like leaked it out. And we've been getting some emails. Hey, when are you going to put this out? When are you going to put this out? So we're putting it out like either tonight or tomorrow, probably more like tomorrow because it's already like night.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep sometime. I do sleep. Great popular belief. I do get some sleep now. But yeah, we're going to put this out. But this is it's going to be $34.99 for the upgrade. I think it's a fair price and it's really going to just make this a real like ultimate system. But kind of staying in the anchor world, we've been working on some other anchor products as well. I got permission from my partner to release this on your show. It's the first. I showed it on the pro side a little bit, but we've made some different iterations of it, and I wanted to kind of show. But another thing we've been asked to make, you know, by some of our customers and dealers and stuff is some different types of cleating, you know, line management. That's been something we've been always asked about, especially with our pole system. You know, we would sell like the pole and the anchor system and line, but we wouldn't have a way to cleat it. And our smart cleat has done really, really well. That's a product that people have really liked so far. I'm going to grab something else and show you guys as well, because I figure, hey, let's just share. And it also forces me to get it all out. So that's good. But there's something else that we've been working on that's kind of in the realm of an anchor wizard. Kind of a crank option. We've been playing with it. We've kind of come out with what we think is a production model, and we have our own crank system that will be gear track installed onto your boat, and we'll be able to manage your line. You can also, you can lock it in, and it's got your line locked in, and you can free it, and it will free spin your line. So great for the pole system. Great for also, using a mushroom anchor or a drag chain or a ball anchor, and then be able to then retrieve the line, bring it back up. So this is going to be our line management system that we're going to be putting out. We're going to try to be in that. Don't hold me to it, guys. We're going to try to be in that that $60 price range.
Nice.
And so this is kind of like a beefed up diver's reel. I brought in a diver's reel. I thought about, bringing those in, but they clicked. They made a lot of noise, and they're really flimsy plastic. They would not hold up over time. This stuff, I got a hammer over here in the shop. I could beat this thing to death right now. We've put it through. We've thrown it against the wall. We got a brick wall outside. Our neighbors, they don't know what to do with us, man. There's like an ambulance. Thankfully, there's an ambulance service right next door. So, but we just throw this stuff around. They're like, man, why do you make this stuff throw it? We're like, we're trying to break it. We're trying to break it. But it really works well. We've been really pleased with it so far. And so we're going to be releasing this again in the next day or so. And getting hardware lined up for it has been one of the challenges. But I think we've got a happy medium of what we want to use. And that actually came about today. So I had permission to introduce this, to let you guys know we have this. What do you guys think about this?
I think it looks great, man. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I know there's a lot of complaints out there for some of the other systems lately.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my own little issues with it, but overall, I've always been kind of happy with it. I was more of a fan of the low profile one than the high profile Anchor Wizard. And this isn't the trash Anchor Wizard. I've always liked it. But there's a lot of people have issues with it. But the thing is, and I don't know, we have this discussion a lot on this show that, it's fishing. Fishing in water is really hard on gear.
It's
tough on this stuff. So, I see people with cracked kayaks, broken this, broken that.
Yeah.
And, and the thing is that 9 times out of 10, most of the time people are talking, it's usually in a negative manner.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
It's like I used to work customer service, and I was like, you maybe got like 3 nice phone calls per year and, 6,000 bad ones.
Yeah.
So, I'm a big fan of the Anchor Wizard, the low profile one. I had issues with, but I think what's killer about that, John, is that price point that you're hitting with it. What I mean? That's $60 is a great spot for that. Like you said, don't hold you to it, but still you're still in that ballpark, and
we're going to stay in that ballpark too, in that region. And that's the other thing too, it's like with the way we kind of designed it, and I don't have the knobs on and the T-nuts on it, right now I'm just holding it here, but having those knobs, those T-nuts going directly into the gear track, it just being more compact, being compact.
Yeah.
Got the line guide on it. We just really wanted to, create something. Look, the people that are loyal to products, they're going to buy those products. We're not trying to horn in on anybody. What we're trying to do is offer more options for consumers. And, the consumer needs to win.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons why, we have done well as a company is because we've offered a lot of options that weren't there previously.
Yeah.
And
And you're coming up with, you're doing things though that, hey, like we've talked about, like can't find something to fit in a Jackson tank. Yep. Well, you know what I mean? Well, here's, here's a company whose, you know, tackle box system happens to fit in there, you know, and the crate, your crate system does, you know, like say somebody has this problem, you know, like one of your most, like one of the things that I always found, like your number one first product that I saw so many people be drawn to was that tray. This that slid underneath the seats. Like every Hobie guy I know was like stoked about that. Like Brandon Palmer has one. He got that one. Who else has one? I knew a bunch of guys who bought them like that weekend, you know, when we're all in Cincinnati. So that's true. That's the key thing is like you're putting out a product out there that's not just Hobie centric. It's not just Jackson centric. It's not Bonafide centric. You know what I mean? It's covering a lot of different spectrum of kayaks out there and stuff that people may want. Like there might be a guy who's in kind of a smaller kayak, you know, and he doesn't have the space. He doesn't have a big old fishing kayak to be able to put a lot of stuff on. And you making products that solve like three things in one product, it's going to sell itself then at that point, you know?
And I appreciate you saying that. I mean, that's exactly all we're trying to do. We're trying to come up with some different things to allow people to, you know, take their kayak and transform it into a vessel that they've either want. Like some people want a Hobie, but maybe not, they're not there on the price point to be able to get that. So why not take a boat that's more inexpensive and put like those types of features on that boat? Why not take one of the lower end kayaks and make it higher end, or take one of the higher end kayaks and make it even better? You know, why not be able to do that? And I think that's one of the reasons why our tagline is life is how you rig it, because, you know, we want you to, you know, create venture your way. We want you to be able to, you know, I look at a kayak or I look at a John boat or I look at a watercraft or any type of outdoor vessel. It's an open platform.
Yep.
You can transform it, and everyone's got a different style of fishing. Everyone's got a different style of enjoying the water, and they should be able to have the freedom to turn that into whatever they want. And all we're trying to do is just give people options. I mean, you know, and like you said, Josh, man, you know, you can't please everybody, you know. I will say this, I have found that we're pleasing more people than we're not. And so I'm going to call that a win, because it's tough. It is tough, man. I mean, you know, like I tell people all the time, it's like, man, you know, America is the land of freedom, and you got options. And if you want to buy our products, we want you to buy our products. We are so grateful and thankful. We want you to. If you don't, I totally get that too. I mean, if you want to use Yak Attack, they're a great brand, man. I mean, they're awesome. They make good crap. They make good stuff, man. They make great stuff. But we make good crap too. We make good stuff too. So you know, it's like, hey, we're an option. And I think what we're trying to do is not necessarily flood the market with products, but we're just saying, hey, everyone's got different boats. I mean, case in point, one of the products I was going to show you guys real quick, you know, one of the hot boats out there right now, there's not a lot of new boats on the market right now because of, you know, a lot of the supply chain problems, you know, and I think there's a couple companies that ICAST, I think there's one or two that's going to be unveiling some new stuff. But other than that, you know, there's not too much action out there. But New Canoe with the Unlimited, you know, that's a boat that I'm sitting right next to over here. I really love the boat, by the way. And, you know, I went ahead yesterday and made this anchor. This is a very compact version of our anchor system. It's kind of hard to show you guys, but it goes right on the back.
Okay.
And it's going to kick right off to the left side in the contour of the boat, which I really like. Our other system that we make for New Canoe kind of comes up on the rails and they kind of kick off, but I really do like this boat. So this is a product specific item. Trying to fit it all in here.
Yeah, we can see it. You're good.
Trying to, you know, have this go on that contour on the back and still be able to use the handle. That's the kind of thought that we try to put behind it. It didn't take us to come up with it, but that's going to be a product we release as well. But that's the thing. It's like we have the freedom and the flexibility to be able to offer some of those kayak specific products that some of the larger companies out there can't necessarily offer or don't, because it may not be cost effective for them. For us, since we buy a ton of this plastic and we have, you know, five or six, you know, CNC routers, we can kind of have some flexibility with some of the products that we can offer. And so that's an advantage for us. And again, the consumer wins, because now they get something that they can be proud of to put on their boat, something that's going to be highly functional and allow them to do more fishing, stay at their spots longer, get locked on fish longer, and to be able to kind of, you know, have their life the way they want to rig it. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Now, JT, I had a quick question.
Yeah.
On that tower, that stabilizer tower for the pole.
Yeah.
Is that fit on the adjustable Y as well?
Yes. Yes. So any of those products that has our anchor system on it, those three plates on it, this will go on, and we're going to, you know, I'm writing up the instructions. I'm trying to get this thing out tomorrow, but I'm trying to write up some detailed instructions. It's very simple how to install it on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling a lot of people, hey, you know, take the stabilizer tower, put the pole through it, then put the pole through the system, and then line up your holes on it. There's a front and there's a back. You line it up and you get as even as you can where it's smooth, And then you put the 1¼ inch screws on the front and the back, and it's installed. It's pretty easy to do, but it'll go on every anchor system that has been bought to date.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we had to like reverse engineer that, because we want to say, hey, we want to update the product, but we don't want to lock out all the other customers that have already bought this product.
Yeah.
We don't want them to have to, you know, spend another 150, 160, 200 bucks or whatever to have some of the modern conveniences that the new upgrades offer. So we try to do that with everything that we're doing. I mean, and you know, like with our low pro crates, for example, with the risers, you know, I really tried to make that be easy to install, no matter which model of the low pro that you got at the time, to try to make it easy for you to install stuff to it. And we've got some new accessories that we're working on coming out for the low pro crates, some cool things that we got working on that, you know, that will retroactively fit no matter which model that you got. And I want to grab it real quick, but we've got one more thing I'd like to talk about. That's cool.
Yeah, of course, man.
I actually got two more things. I mean, hey, if I'm going to hog the space, let's hog the space.
let's do it.
All right, man, give me just a second. I'll be right back.
That stabilizer being able to be mounted on any of those, on any of the anchor systems, that's pretty badass, man.
Yeah, did he mention how it actually connects to it?
It's got screws on, and it sits on top of it. It looks like, you know, it's just going to kind of keep the sway at a minimum.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, that hole that it goes through is kind of on the thinner side. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, though, like most of those, I mean, even with the micro anchor, you see a sway to it anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, but I can see where the gadget one might sway some more. So that'll kind of keep things in check.
That'll make Dan Perry happy, because that was one of the issues he had with it. He wanted to reduce that sway.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is
yeah.
I remember seeing this and like tagging Brad on it. So.
Yeah. So we're talking about a couple things. First of all, we talked about anchor systems, and we talked about, you know, we got our pole-based anchor system, pretty awesome and stuff. We've been working on this new form of an anchor system that we thought, what about the guys that want to river fish? They don't want to use the pole because they're in low-hanging trees, but they still want to use a drag chain. Our smart cleat has been something that has kind of taken off, and I got to thinking about it, and I was like, what if we made a product that kind of goes in the back, mounts kind of like the way a power pole does, but doesn't do the pole, and instead it infuses our smart cleat on it. I'm going to attempt to do this, and you can run a mushroom style anchor. It pulls it all the way up out of the water. Or if you want to run a claw, if you want to run a ball, if you want to run a drag chain, you have the option of doing that on this product. So this is going to be a new system that we're going to release. It's going to be a great price, but it has a smart cleat already infused in it. We've got it at a tilt, so you don't when you pull the rope this way, you're in your kayak. You don't have to hold it all the way up to get it released.
Well, just connect it to your the new handle thing. There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All these things can work with each other.
That's awesome.
And so that's going to give you, and that's the thing, like that was kind of another goal that I had this year. I want to have more anchor related products than any other company on the market. You want to rock a pole based micro style anchor system. That's great. You want to rock more of a deep water style, you know, or a river or kind of a drifting style anchor system. You got this. I put this on the back of the Hobie Outback and went out on the water with it. It worked flawlessly. I mean, it was just it changed the experience, and it was so smooth, and it didn't make noise. It was so quiet. In fact, I had to kind of look behind me to see, did I really pull it all the way up? I didn't feel a bump or nothing. And so, you know, we kind of have like this little area here for the to kind of go up in.
Yeah,
kind of like a chute, but it isn't. But that's another product that we're going to be able to release out real super soon. And we're also going to have some different styles of this to go on some different kayaks like Fill Free and some of those other boats as well. And we've also got some products for Crescent. We went ahead and made a mounting plate that goes on the back that allows you to put a torpedo or to put our anchor system on the back, but we went ahead and stepped it up a notch. I'm trying to find where I put it. I'm not very coordinated tonight, but we have a triple plate. So we kind of made a plate where you can mount three things on the back of a Crescent, like a crew or back of the – it'll fit the crew, the CK1, or the light tackle, and it'll allow you to put – you know, if you want to put a power pole back there and put a torpedo or a motor system, you can. A lot of guys have made plates where you can mount one thing on it. We went ahead and said, hey, let's you mount some multiple things. So that's going to be our Crescent multi-plate. We're going to have that coming out. We also have our single plate. And it's, you can still use the handle. So basically take the handle off, you put this on, use our hardware, put the handle back and use that. So another product specific thing, but now we're playing with some different types of plastic, and we've been kind of working on, our own kind of custom designs for some different crates, and we're going to have some different colors. Yeah. We're going to have like a blue and white. We're going to have our red, black, and we're also going to have a black with red as well. So we're going to have this and a reverse version of this.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was actual like foam that you stuck on the side of an existing one.
No,
that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. This is really rigid material. It's called Color Core, and it's pretty rigid stuff. And we're going to be making a couple of limited edition crates to kind of see how they do. I'm also got a military series going to come out. I've got some designs that I've made that, you know, for the guys that have served in armed forces or first responders, we're going to have some crates. I kind of got this idea from Dustin Hoy, who is a really good friend of mine. I love him to death. He's just a great dude. And unfortunately, last year, his house had burned down and he'd gone through a lot. And I talked to him on the phone like maybe a week after it happened. And he shocked me. I'm going to tell you why, because a lot of people would be thinking, are they lost their home?
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear. Which is why Midway USA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
You know, they would be stuck in that. And he said, dude, I'm calling you because I'm going to ask a favor. Could you design a special crate for the firemen? I want to be able to raffle this kayak. I'm getting a Patriot version kayak. I want to raffle it. And the money that comes from that, I want to be able to give that. I want to give that to the fire department that risked their lives trying to save my house. And blew me away. First of all, that blew me away. Mm-hmm. And just how Christ-like that is, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then secondly, I was like, well, yeah, I want to do it. So I did actually a cool design for him. I did it one color because that's all I had at the time. But I'm actually going to do a fireman's version of that crate in this red and black, and it's going to look sick.
That's cool.
Yeah, we've got like bravery, loyalty, honor, got the fireman's creed. We've got the fireman's shield on it. It looks killer. So I got thinking, let's do one in blue, man, for our law enforcement. Let's do one for the Air Force. Let's do one for the Navy, the Marines, the Army. You know, we got some might have some green and sand color, you know, for Army infantry. And so we're going to do a lot of different kind of cool versions of our crate. We're also going to have an extended one where it's going to have like a longer sides. So you don't need risers.
There you go.
It'll just lift up higher on its own and also have a couple extra maybe storage compartments as well. So some special additions of the low pro crate and possibly the tray as well. So yeah, we're working on some different things here.
Damn. We need a paddle and fin crate.
Hey, we can make it happen. In fact, I got some black and white coming as well.
So that's awesome.
Just like your stickers, man. We can match the decals. Absolutely, 100%. I'm on board. I will rock that one. I'll rock
that one. You can do it because, you know, like our original logo is a little busy, you know, with paddle and fin on there. But Brian actually has another design too where it's actually the with the hook and the paddle kind of thing. I have it on one of the shirts and it's kind of more cleaner look. I'll send you a picture of it. I'm sure Brian might have a file for it because he had it on some shirts. So
I'll do that, man. And we could do like a paddle and fin giveaway for that, man. That'd be wicked, man, for your subscribers and stuff, man. And I'll rock that one. I'll have the Yak Gadget logo on one side, and then I'll have the paddle fin on the other, man. That's the one I'll put in my boat for sure.
I told Brad when you sent the pro team the picture of that box, I was like, Brad Hicks, it's got red line written all over it. Like,
we can make it happen, that, Brad. We can make it happen, man. I just really want to appreciate you guys. I just really appreciate you guys, man, for supporting us too and believing in what we're trying to do. But I can make it happen, Brad. Yeah, definitely, man. I saw you got the red line back in action, man. And especially with the flexor holders, man. They look good on there. They look good.
You know what we appreciate though, John, is like what you've been mentioning, and you've said it several times through the podcast that you are very, very good, you know, very adaptive to listening to like what everybody is telling you and stuff like that. You're not just like, oh, whatever, like, oh, I know all, like, I know it's going to work the best. I'm just going to go ahead and design this. You're taking in customer and, you know, the pro team and just anybody who talks to you really in general. You're a very easily approachable person and you definitely have an open ear, you know, to what anybody's been asking you, you know. And it's funny because, you know, you get some companies where they're just like, they're constantly being bombarded with, hey, will you make this? Will you make that? And you're making a conscious effort to try to do it. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's, and like you said, though, there is a point where it's like, yeah, we can't please everybody. And, you know, but you are doing the thing that I think a lot of people kind of don't realize. There's nothing wrong to aim for perfection.
Yeah.
But just don't expect to be perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with aiming to try to do your best like that, but just know that nothing is perfect. You know what I mean? Like, nothing is, and it's, but you're really, really, I just love how you guys have stepped up as a company and you are listening to like what people are saying because, you know, it's like that's where you get your growth from, like with your improvements on feedback, you know, you're not just going to settle and be like, oh, I think the product's fine. We're just going to leave it at that. And it's never going to change. You know?
Yeah, no, exactly. And the thing is, it's important, like for me personally to do that, because that's the way I ran. I had a graphic design business and that's, we learned that trait there. I mean, you know, we would design websites for clients and the last thing you can do is tell a client, okay, well, I appreciate your feedback, but we're not going to do anything about it. No, you've got to adapt and you've got to be able to make those changes, even if they don't necessarily make sense to you. Now, in the case of our own products, you know, like I'll tell some customers, you know, we've had some customers ask, hey, can you make this for this boat or can you make this for this? We can't make everything. That's going to be impossible. But, you know, if it's a product that we think about, it makes sense to us, And if we go, and a lot of times when a customer approaches, we've already been working on it or it's already been in our mind.
Yeah.
Like the, for example, like the unlimited anchor, right? Yeah. I got a couple of emails about that yesterday. And I was like, I've already been working on it. Let's just get it done. Like, so I came over and I'm not trying to brag. It took me about 20 minutes and I had it. I had the design. I just went over with a micrometer and a ruler and I got it measured and got it done. But, but that's the thing, man. It's like, you know, a lot of times we're already kind of in that same mindset when we're working on a product. And again, man, I mean, there's stuff that's been done by other companies and everything. What we try to do, hopefully, is if we make something that's a similar product, we're trying to bring relevance to it. We're either trying to make it different in a different way to put a different flavor or a different viewpoint on it. So not only to justify its existence, but really to offer something to a consumer that they didn't have before. Like that product might have existed, but the price point might have been at a different area, or it may have just been doing one thing where this now can allow you to do this, or maybe smaller, maybe more compact. It may be available, like you could get it from us where you can't get it from someone else right now.
Right.
You factor all those things into why a consumer wants to buy our stuff. And that's what we try to do, is just try to hear all those things out, but at the same time, stay competitive by always staying agile and getting things out there.
And your goal always, I mean, I don't know. I kind of get tired of when you hear, like, you know, it happens a lot of times where you get like, oh, well, they already made it, so they're just copying their idea or whatever. Yeah. It's like, you guys, in the United States, one reason why this country has continued to grow is through competition and business. Yes, and it. Like, we need, it'll, if there's only one that's a monopoly, it will eventually fall flat. Like, yeah. You know, you've got to have it. You've got to have healthy competition there. Yeah. And the other thing is, too, is like you said, like, you're going to get an overlap with anything. You're going to get an overlap. But then what's cool is you guys have come up with some original ideas on your own. The anchor system, the power pole style anchor system that you guys did, and the fact of how many versions of it is what was impressive to me the most.
Right.
It's not only do you have the adjustable Y, but you have this one fits this one, this one fits this one, this one fits this one.
We got a Hobie.
You have like 5, 6, 7 options, you know? And I mean, if somebody's like, well, they didn't make one with this, be like, that, well, you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of person you're just going to be like, you're just perpetually unhappy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the first thing that you think of. You can't be impressed by the fact that this system is fitting 6 or 7 different kayaks, you know? And it's like, if you would have paid attention, like, this is what I've always been going back to this, because I've seen where a lot of people at first, when you guys first started making them, and they had the adjustable Y. Remember this, Brad? We kept having to bring this up to people, and they're like, well, that doesn't, I don't have one that fits my kayak. You're like, it does. It does. The adjustable Y fits virtually just about every kayak out there. Like, and they're like, well, how? I don't see it. And you're like, dude, it's got grooves all the way across where you can adjust those bolts, you know, where they sit. So, I mean, Brad had one in his Bonafide, and I have one in the Jackson, and the whole tank rear systems couldn't be any more completely different, the way they were shaped, and it fits fine on both of them. So,
well, you know, it's kind of funny too. It's like, you know, with that adjustable Y, you know, we're now working on some accessory plates now for the adjustable Y, where, you know, you could take that right side plate, and if you want to put an Anchor Wizard chute on it, we've got an Anchor Wizard chute plate that will go on that. So you can replace the existing Y plate that you have, put that plate on it, and that plate will kick off to where your chute will go off. So, like, we want to work with Anchor Wizard products too. Just because we're making a crank doesn't mean we're trying to block them out. We've got customers that have different products they've already invested in. We want you to keep that investment too. And so we want to work with you and give you that. We've got a power pole mounted Anchor Wizard chute plate where you can just mount it on your back of your kayak like a power pole and just put your Anchor Wizard chute right on it. We even include the hardware, and now you can run that straight in the back, you know?
Yeah.
We're trying to like give people just a lot of different options to easily rig their kayak. And I don't really have any politics with that. Like you said before, Josh, it's like, there's Toyota, there's Ford, there's Coke, there's Pepsi. There's how many trucks are out there? I've got a Ram. You might have a Toyota. You may have a Chevy. You may have a Ford. It's still a truck. Mm-hmm. But there's reasons for those other trucks to exist, whether it's price, whether it's features, whether it's, you know, one's a big body, one's a smaller body, one, you know, one's a six cylinder, one's an eight cylinder. I mean, you have these options for a reason. Like you said, the American economy depends on flexibility of product and availability of different types of product on the market. That's mm-hmm. what makes, that's why the free enterprise system works. And that's, you know, and that's why a lot of people, they get patents confused a lot of times because of that as well, where, you know, you've got to, yeah, you protect ideas, but if you can create another product that's similar in that arena and you can justify its existence with different points of differentiation, it's going to come out. It's going to be on the market. If it's not, then the consumer's not winning.
Yeah. Know?
So a lot of people that'll come in and say, oh, well, you've done this and it's like this. And I'm like, yeah, now you can buy it from me. Now you can buy it. You couldn't buy it before.
Yeah.
That one guy that made it might have took 6 months to get it from that guy. Now you can get it from me. Like, so it's like, you're welcome. I don't know. Hey, but I mean, and I'm not saying that to be flippant or arrogant or anything. I'm just saying, like, that was the vision that I had when I started the company. It's like, hey, I'm out on a kayak. I'm going, man, I wish I had this, or I wish I had this, or I wish I had this.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And all I wanted to do was bring that to the market where everybody could get that with ease and get it at an affordable price point. And not keep getting their wallets empty, you know, what I was trying to do. Yeah. And we're still trying to do it. I mean, we may have a couple of price increases just due to all the shortages and stuff. I mean, it's impacted everybody. And I'm not going to say we're not impacted either. But we have that's another area where we have really fought. That's been a hidden war that you guys haven't seen. Is we have fought very hard to keep our prices at the same, like not trying to increase them very much.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy challenge right now.
Right. Not for you guys. I mean, you primarily, your number one thing is plastic, you know.
And it's gone up. It's gone up in price. It's gone up in price, but, you know, our prices hadn't gone up. I mean, I'm not going to say they won't this year at some point, but I've been fighting like the devil to keep our prices still in those competitive price points that we've been in.
Yeah. Well, dudes, I don't know if you guys want to keep going. I'm going to jump out because I wanted to jump on the other pod, Brad, for JP, because I know he was looking for some more people. So, but to John, I want to take a moment to say thank you for coming on. It's kind of, we did this little short notice. I mean, I think I asked you last week, but still, like, everything kind of at this point kind of feels like short notice, as busy as everybody is. But, dude, thank you very much for everything you do for the pod. You know, and we are super blessed to have you as one of the show sponsors, and, you know, for the Paddle and Fin brand itself.
Heck yeah.
And we've been really proud to see how much you've grown in such a short period of time. You know, it's just a little over a year ago when we first met you in Cincinnati, dude. And it's been crazy, like helping. I remember us helping move the Black Widow around. And all that stuff. And,
sure did, didn't you?
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to jump off here. You guys, if you want to keep going, feel free.
Hey Josh, thank you, brother. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate your support in us and believing us. And we're so proud to be affiliated with Paddle and Fin. We're proud to be a sponsor. You know, when I found out that opportunity existed, I was like, oh, that's a no-brainer. We're doing that. That's getting done. Awesome. So we're proud of that. I mean, that for us, it's been a great partnership. And I look forward to doing it for many years to come.
All righty. All right. Well, you guys take care. Brad, did you have anything else?
No, I'm just going to end it right here, man.
Okay.
Yeah. A good ending. So, yeah. Thanks again, John.
John.
Talk to you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. See you, laryngitis.
You may want to bring me back next week, because by then I'm probably going to have like four more products.
Yeah, you probably will. All right. That's funny. Have a good night. See you next week.
See ya.
See y'all, man. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode on Paddle and Fin. Don't forget to go check out our website at paddle, the letter N, and fin.com.
Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel at Paddle and Finn. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest on a future episode, feel free to email us at paddle, the letter N, and Finn at gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Paddle and Finn on Facebook and Instagram. Shout out to our show supporters, Angler. The Angler button and app just makes for a better time on the water and creates a virtual logbook for every fishing outing out on the water. Shout out to Rocktown Adventures, located in Northern Illinois, for all your kayaking, camping, and hiking needs. Shout out to Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com.
Four in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Birds up in the sky.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule there, baby. Right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.